deeper meaning of events, offering observations that defy partisanship and the vapid who's up and who's down obsession that too often has gripped the coverage of our elections and government. Rather than purveying conventional wisdom, Michael often invoked the experiences of his neighbors in Pennsylvania to help illuminate the tectonic shifts in our politics. When he spoke, I sat up in my chair and listened. Like Teddy Roosevelt, I admire those men and women who have actually been in the arena. Michael came to journalism from politics, his passion having been fired by Ronald Reagan in the early 80s. He's run for office and run campaigns, including mayor's races in the city of brotherly love, an ironic phrase to anyone who has experienced the brawling politics of Philadelphia. Michael also served in government, an appointee of the first President Bush. He understands how it works for the people it's meant to serve and when and why it doesn't. So while he writes in these pages about the journeys of others, Michael's rich and thoughtful insights derive from his own. Whether chatting with Fidel Castro, a family farmer in rural Pennsylvania, or a Philadelphia ward leader, he tells their stories with an equal measure of wit and wisdom. He's a champion to those unsung heroes who deserve one and hesitates not one whit to take the haughty down a peg. This collection of columns